In his latest review, Jacob Blickenstaff recalls a reliable film for the high school science classroom, Gattaca.
Genetics, what can it mean? The ability to perfect the physical and mental characteristics of every unborn child.
One of the most frequently used movies in high school science classes is Gattaca. Though it was released in 1997, it still holds up in the second decade of the 21st century. As I haven't discussed it before, the end of the school year seemed a good time to do so, since many high school teachers have more options after state testing is completed. Gattaca is set in the not-too-distant future, making the world it depicts especially chilling. Genetic testing has become so inexpensive, quick, and powerful that the information revealed can be used in startling ways. An individual's DNA can be sequenced in minutes, and the results indicate the presence or absence of a host of diseases and defects, including myopia, heart trouble, and premature hair loss. Parents select the traits of their children through in vitro fertilization and can choose sex, hair color, eye color, and even skin tone. A few people are still conceived in what we would call the normal way, and those infants are screened at birth and given an expected lifespan or expiration date.
I'll never understand what possessed my mother to put her faith in God's hands rather than those of her local geneticist. 10 fingers, 10 toes, that's all that used to matter. Not now. Now, only seconds old, the exact time and cause of my death was already known.
Ethan Hawke plays Vincent, a naturally conceived kid who dreams of traveling into space with an organization called Gattaca. Unfortunately, his DNA indicates a heart condition that limits his life expectancy to a mere 30 years, so he is designated invalid and limited to working as a janitor or other menial jobs. Jude Law plays Jerome, a valid swimming star with near-perfect genes, who is paralyzed in an accident. Jerome is willing to sell his DNA identity to Vincent, a process that requires some extraordinary measures.
This is the last day that you're going to be you, and I'm going to be me.
Using Jerome's borrowed ladder, Vincent obtains a position as a celestial navigator at Gattaca, and is scheduled to go on a one-year mission to Titan, the sixth moon of Saturn. As the launch date approaches, the mission director, who had opposed this particular trip, is found murdered, and the film takes on a CSI meets Columbo sort of flavor. This 14-year-old film has been so popular with science teachers that you'll find quite a bit of material online to inspire your lesson planning. The ethics of genetic engineering, in vitro fetal screening, and the use of genetic information by insurance companies are frequently addressed in connection with Gattaca. All are worthy topics, and the recent DVD edition includes a 15-minute video on the science of the film, which teachers could use in the classroom. It might also be worthwhile to compare and contrast what science can do in Gattaca with what is possible today. The most obvious difference is the speed with which DNA samples can be sequenced, since present-day technology requires days or even weeks to return a partial sequence. Some prenatal genetic screening is possible now through tests such as amniocentesis or maternal blood protein tests, which can detect Down syndrome or spina bifida in the first or second trimester of pregnancy. However, this is a far cry from being able to select the child's hair color and skin tone and avoid having him or her wear glasses or braces, as shown in the movie. The probability of premature death is now predicted through behaviors, such as smoking or seatbelt use, rather than genetic testing. The writer-director Andrew Niccol invented some great language for this film, and a part of a lesson plan could be to have students define terms like invalid, valid, utero, vitro, faith birth, made man, borrowed ladder, and degenerate. Yeah, that's actually how they say it. Not degenerate, degenerate. Now, I don't have space for all of those terms and their definitions here, but I will post a glossary at the end of the online edition of this review.
I can't hear any more of your lies, Jerome.
Oh, my name is Vincent. All right, Vincent Anton Freeman, and I'm a faith birth or a degenerate, whatever you want to call it.
Anyone interested in genetic engineering or science ethics should check out Gattaca, and biology teachers might also use portions of the film to spark conversations about DNA data security.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
I give 100%.
I'll get you halfway there.